very good. Well, let's see. I'm not certain of exactly who to let you know to contact for Wayne County ARP. I think I had to think about that. And I'm struggling right now to think of when they hold their nets and even on what frequency. So I'm kind of clueless on helping you with. I'll pick up some information and help you out later. But that's pretty good. I've got a friend who's a dispatcher for Livingston County. I'm still trying to get him active with anything with amateur radio and such. But so far, I can kind of understand it. So far, he says, right now, just like, you know, come home and I don't really want to do any more radio.
That makes sense. But I love the radio aspect of it. And I'm really interested in learning more about programming them and antenna setup and being able to set up a mobile field command unit, things of that sort. So I guess I'm more interested than him in the radio side.
That's good. That's why you're here, and we're glad of it. Well, let's see. I don't know if any resources for anything of that nature here as far as maybe, you know, putting together a go kit. That's something maybe just take a look online, you know, do a bit of Googling. I don't know of any good resources for that. But I would like to let you know of one website that can kind of get you anywhere from A to Z in amateur radio. It has tons of links. There's a gentleman who had passed away, and I guess his family said, yeah, the website's so useful to many hams, they kept it going. But if you go to ac6v.com, and I'll spell that phonetically, it's alphacharlie6victor.com, that website should have anywhere from, antennas to, I don't know, Zanzibar, you know, for DX Phonetics and that. So that could probably be a nice start to other information elsewhere. Yeah, I'm going to have to do the same myself here, too. Put together myself my own Go kit. Maybe just like some sort of a server mini rack. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting ideas people come up with, especially as hams. We can notoriously be cheap and use other materials not necessarily designed for it and just adapt it for our own purpose.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've got that website noted down. And you said in Michigan it's PSC for the ham public safety side. Is that correct?
Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, that is correct. In Michigan, it's known as ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Elsewhere in the nation, they know it as RACES, but same purpose, just a different name.
I've heard a lot of people or read a lot about people making their own dipoles. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, there are hams that do that. Basically, what you would want to do is, you know, pick what frequency band you want to operate on. You know, we're operating on 440 megahertz. So basically, there's a formula that you would use to calculate the theoretical distance for each of the different bands. The higher you go in frequency, the shorter they become, and the lower you go in frequency, the longer they can be. So hams can, well, you know, generally speaking, a lot of us build, dipoles that may be roughly 70 foot per leg or 35 per leg, depending on what band, 80 meters or 40 meters for HF purposes. I don't really know of anybody who does any dipoles or such for microwaves, because I think at that time they get into feed horns, but yes. Using dipoles is quite common. People have made dipoles for, you know, this band and 2 meters out of all sorts of materials, usually lightweight aluminum, and not really that large. I'm trying to think offhand what the distance would be for a dipole for this band, but I'm going to hazard a guess and say it's going to be somewhere around, I don't know, 10 inches or so. For 2 meters, 144 megahertz, it's roughly about 19 inches per leg. But yeah, that would be something kind of nice and useful to do for this band and others.
Sounds good. I'll look more into that. I appreciate all the information.